McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the start of the third quarter here. Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Delhi on top of DH 28-7. Sky, I got to ask, you know, you've been a coach with Walton. You've been down on the field during cold days. I'm it's not that bad tonight. It's chilly for sure, but you see these guys, no long sleeves out there. They just act like it's a day in August, and they don't seem to be phased. I don't know. Am I getting old? What's going on here?
You're asking the wrong guy. I hate the cold. I don't know how people do it. When I see guys like when it's below 50 degrees wearing not like long sleeves, I don't know how they do it. I didn't know back then. I don't like the cold, but I've always been impressed by guys like that. Like, I don't care about the temperature. I'm good to go.
I'll never forget. I mean, we've mentioned it many times. We were doing the Walton Tioga 2019 sectional final. I mean, it's cold. It's bitter cold. And I can just remember some of the Tioga guys who were routinely running with the ball, getting tackled on, was just glare ice that night.
It
was crazy. And they're just bouncing right back up. No long sleeves, no gloves. Totally fine. I do not understand it.
I'm happy that now in my career of football is now usually either on a couch or in a nice press box like this with you. So it's preferred as opposed to being out in the cold.
But yeah, this is a nice spot to be here for this upcoming second half with our score 28-7 right now. Delhi on top of DH. We talked a lot about Delhi in that halftime report, I should say, and a little bit, and of course we talked about DH too, but they get the ball here.
Yep.
How important is this first drive?
Well, you know, we talked about the first game too, in Spencer Vanna and Kander, Tioga. Tioga definitely made some adjustments at halftime, and I expect Deposit Hancock too as well. Take what you had happening in the first half, and what adjustments do we need to make? Because we know we have the athletes, we have the playmakers, we have the ability to do it. Now we just got to find the right spots and positions to put these guys in. So I expect them to come out here. This is a big first drive, though. You don't want to not put points on the board and keep it at a three-possession game.
Yeah, and if you're the Delhi defense, keep doing what you're doing. And if you're a Bulldogs fan, you got to be pleased. It's one of the best first halves that we've seen from them in a long time. And they're trying to punch their tickets to get a chance to take on the Tioga Tigers once again. I mean, Section 4 Class D has been Delhi and Tioga probably since that 2019 game where it was Walton and Tioga. So,
and both teams want that rematch because Tioga lost to Delhi earlier this year, and Delhi would love to be the team to knock them off, especially, as you said, the last few years. It's been Delhi-Tioga going Tioga's way.
Here's an onside kick opportunity here for Delhi, but DH is Johnny on the spot, able to grab it with Brody Matthews. And so this is going to give the Eagles a good starting spot here, going right to left on their own 40-yard line. They're in the white tops with the black pants, the black helmets, and it says DH in white lettering on the side of the helmet there. Delhi is in the maroon tops, the gray pants, as well as the white trim and the white helmet with that maroon stripe down the center.
Curious to see what they come out here on offense. Are we going to stay in the shotgun? Are we going to go back under center? I kind of like the shotgun, but right now it looks like they're going to start under center.
Fortunato here with one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Tries to hand it off, and nobody was fooled there by the Bulldogs on defense. Lucas Barnes had nowhere to go. I mean, the minute the ball is in his breadbasket, he's going down. I mean, the line just cannot provide the protection right now, unfortunately, for the Eagles.
No, and this has been the story the whole night. This Delhi defensive line has gotten through basically every play right at the snap. It's been really impressive.
Yeah, great showing tonight here by this Delhi defense. And they're going to pitch it to the right side here. DH going right to left. They're going to pick up maybe 2 yards on the play, a couple extra. Noah Bass trying to fight for position. But again, they're having to get the ball out so quick because of the pressure that's coming there from the Bulldogs defense. So we're a minute into the third quarter. It's 28-7. Delhi on top of Deposit Hancock for Skylar Thompson on Nate Lowe. Third and five. He got more than I thought. And Eagles have it near midfield. And so waiting for the snap, Fortunato again under center. Looking at the defense, barking out some plays, barking out the signals, I should say. Drops back, hands it off, goes for Barnes to the right side. Boy, good hard running, but he's going to be short of that first down by about a yard, I would say, if he tried to go off the right side of the line. Ten and a half to go here, third quarter. Winner of this game will get Tioga in the sectional championship game next weekend.
Fourth and two here, Nate. Do they trust the run? I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of room so far this game, but he hasn't had a lot of time in the pass either.
Bulldogs foaming here on defense. They throw to the outside. They got nowhere to go on fourth down. Noah Bass brought down for a loss, and Delhi's going to get the ball in DH territory at about the 45-yard line. And again, it's just like Delhi knows what's coming, and they are getting such great penetration, really nowhere to go for the Eagles.
No, there's really not. And as you said, it's almost like they know what play is coming. That play right there was going to be tough because Delhi's defense has been so quick to getting to the ball tonight. That was a little swing pass, and it was thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Not really a whole lot he could do with that in that situation.
And so a big opportunity here to continue to put their stamp on this game. Bulldogs hand it off, a run up the middle, brought down at about the 41. Ball carrier there was Ian Johnson. And now you wonder, will the Bulldogs continue to kind of take some air out of the ball here a little bit, Sky, because they just want to chew up this clock a little bit if they can.
And they can do that just naturally with the way that they're running the ball, and they get a little help from the officials with how quickly they're running the clock tonight.
Yeah, this clock is not stopping. This officiating crew is working this game to perfection in terms of efficiency. So this is going to be a second down and about seven to go. Here for the Bulldogs, the snap, a pitch to Johnson, left side, cuts back to the inside. He's going to be very close to a first down, tackled at the 35 with 9:20 to go in the third. It's 28-7, Delhi leading Deposit Hancock here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Looks like he was just a little short, so about a third and inches coming up here as Delhi going left to right. They'll have it at the 35.
When you run the ball like that, the clock just stays running. So that's just what they're going to do offensively anyway.
Yeah, pitch here to Johnson. Bobbled it for a second, pulls it back in, and he's tackled at the 30, but he got more than enough for the first down as he needed just a little bit. Got a yard. He got about three and needed about one, so they moved the chains again. And again, clock continuing to run with 8:45 to go in the third, and that is the enemy now for Deposit Hancock.
And they always say, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? So we had the ground and pound working in the first half. Why change anything right now? And DH still hasn't shown the ability to be able to stop the run just yet.
Yeah, DH in desperate need of a stop or a turnover, something to try to bring them back to life here. Pitch to the right side. They go to Cook. He's at the 30, 25, lowers his shoulder, gets across the 25, bumps up to about the 23.
Adam Cook on the carry.
Stays in bounds, too, so the clock continues to run. Delhi, if you're a Bulldogs fan, you just want that clock to continue to roll down. 28-7, our score. Delhi leading DH. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our free audio stream of today's game is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here's the snap. Hand off, they go to Cook, breaking a couple of tackles, driving his legs forward, and he's brought down at the 15, another first down for Delaware Academy. And so Meade with the tackle. And so they move the chains, ball at the 15, clock continues to run here after they reset. 7.5 to go in the third. And the Bulldogs really, I don't want to say, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played here, but I mean, this just feels like they're really just trying to put their stamp on this game.
They're just in control, and they have been from the start with everything, and it's just been really impressive to me the whole night.
Here's the pitch. They go to Cook to the outside at the 15, cuts back, avoids the tackle, and then is brought down. He's still in bounds, so that clock continues to run.
Cook on the carry. He'll be straight
28-7, our score. Delhi knocking on the door once again. Does this, if Delhi ends up scoring here, Scott, does this really suck the wind out of DH? What do you think?
I would say so, especially with, you know, DH having started with the ball this half. And not really being able to do much of anything, and then for Delhi to get the ball right back, go down and score, that would be really hard to come back from. Not saying that you can't, but it makes it a four-possession game, and that DH has had a hard enough time moving the ball tonight anyway.
Here's Cornell, second down and about seven to go, handoff right up the middle for Cook, and he is in for the touchdown for the Bulldogs with 6:22 to go in the third quarter. Make it 34-7 now for Delhi. And so Cook, right up the gut, wearing that new number 32, he's able to get it done, and we'll go for the extra point again. 6:22 to go in the third, and Delhi picks right up where they left off.
They did, and it's just really impressive because it's two, I hate to say just two guys, but they turn around, they hand it off, it's Cook or it's Johnson, and they're basically challenging you, saying stop it.
Extra point is up and good for Lucas Nealis. And it's Delhi 35 and DH 7 with 6:22 to go third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:22 to go in the third, and Delhi leads 35-7 here. Looks like we're seeing everybody going through the stands here, Sky. The hot chocolate, the coffee starting to come out. These cold temps now that the sun has gone down. Everybody's just trying to get warm here to stay.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, all that kind of stuff.
All the good stuff. They looked like they had a great concession stand over there.
I didn't stop myself, but when I walked by, it looked pretty good. I somehow restrained myself, but I just felt like the listener that wouldn't want to listen to you and I eating on the radio.
If there's a kickoff here, I got a story for you in just a minute. DH with the kickoff, they'll grab it and bring it up the middle and brought down at about the 23-yard line here for Noah Bass. And good little return there as he had to pick that up pretty much at the goal line. Back in my previous job, I was announcing hockey, and I had a guy that would be my color guy. He could eat anything on the air, and it was dead quiet. You'd never even know he was doing it. He'd eat popcorn, candy. I don't know how he did it. He was a magician. I'd say, I can't even.
So what you're telling me is you want to try it out the rest of this game, or maybe we'll save it for the championship game next week and really see what our listeners think.
I know that I couldn't get away with it. I
know I couldn't.
Couldn't. No, it would be too loud. But he was the magician of that. It just made me chuckle when you said that. As here is DH with the ball, 6:15 to go in the third quarter, a pitch to the outside, and Bass is going to throw. He's got a man wide open, and he couldn't bring it in. Thomas was trying to find that one up in the night sky. He was behind the defense, and so it was a pitch there to Bass, and he chucked it down the field. They couldn't haul it in, though, and another big play that comes up empty for DH.
It's another chance and great opportunity that they had where they just could not execute, and I like the play call. Hey, you know, we've been pitching it, running it pretty much all night, except for a few passes like we've seen. So let's try this. And they had an opportunity, but unfortunately could not execute.
You know, when they've gone deep, they've had their guy open. They just have not been able to bring it in and execute.
We're going to have a false start here on number 26 for Deposit Hancock.
Yep, Persbacher gets the false start with 6:10 to go here in the third. Our score, 35-7, Delhi. On top of Deposit Hancock in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner gets Tioga next weekend. We're unsure if it'll be Friday or Saturday. Game will be at Johnson City. And we'll definitely be letting you know during the week on WCDO. Because we knew tonight, whoever wins this game, it's a team in our coverage area, we'll be following them into next week.
And I think whichever way it goes will be a very good game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's to see a potential Delhi Tioga rematch would be great, and to see what DH could do if somehow they are able to pull off a comeback here. He's got Thomas this time, and he dropped it at midfield. Thomas was again behind the defense. Fortunato maybe left that a little bit short, you could argue. Thomas had it in his hands, though, falls through incomplete.
That was a great pump fake to get the defense to bite a little bit, put a double move on. I don't want to say you got to come down with that and talk bad about or say anything, but you got to come down with that one.
It's just the big plays have been so close for them tonight. You know, an overthrow by a yard, a drop, a trick play that just doesn't develop. It's the things that have made DH fun all year. They've been so fun to watch. But, boy, just wouldn't connect there. So this is going to be a third down and long here for the Eagles, about a third and 15 deep in their own end. Fortunato throws and passes complete. He's got Barnes. He's got Barnes, excuse me. He's got the first down and more. Barnes down the left side to the 40. One guy to meet. Cuts back. Barnes is going to go all the way here for about an 80-yard TD. And DH has light with 5:45. Oh, we got a flag back here. Hold on. We might be hitting rewind as we got a flag all the way back by the 25. And wouldn't that figure? Boy, oh boy, a great throw out of the backfield by Fortunato. We found Barnes. I thought it was Bass originally, but it was Barnes. Officials getting together here.
While they're talking it over, and I'm curious what the flag would be.
Boy, they got a long talk here about this. What a run, though, by Barnes, regardless.
Yeah, and downfield, I like the cut that he made, because normally you see a lot of guys just keep going down the sideline. He actually cut back in to, you know, take that angle away from the defender. So here comes the call, if there is one.
All right, waiting for the call here.
Oh, touchdown. It was holding on the defense.
Wow, all right. So Delhi looking confused here, but it was a touchdown for DH, much to the delight of the Eagles faithful here. And DH has got some life here with 5:48 to go in the third. Delhi now leads 35-13.
They threw the flag back to where the play was kind of happening, and you wonder sometimes with a pass play with a guy too far downfield, was it holding on the offense, something like that, but actually holding on the defense. So there you go, some life for DH.
We joke about it all the time. Anytime there's a big play, we're always looking for the for the flag. It's going to crush somebody's, you know, dreams of that long touchdown. So this time the flag doesn't hurt DH, and they'll go for the extra point here. Fortunato with the kick, and this one is no good, wide to the right. So that keeps our score 35-13 with 5:48 to go in the third. An 80-yard touchdown catch and run there by Lucas Barnes to give a little jolt there to the DH side. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:48 to go, third quarter here at Susquehanna Valley High School. They are hosting the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here tonight, and Delhi leads 35-13 now. DH putting six more on the board on an 80-yard touchdown pass from Fortunato, finding Barnes, who was able to go the distance.
So I'm just going to point something out real quick. DH just threw a ball off the field, got a new one. I don't know if that means it's a particular ball that they may be using for a kickoff onside, but it doesn't look like they're going to do it. But they do need to get the ball back, and they've had a lot of struggle stopping Delhi, so I can't say they're going to kick deep here, but we don't know.
Fortunato running up to it, and it is. They're going to try the onside kick. It takes a bounce, and Delhi is able to scoop it right up
well,
there.
Well, no, nope.
Are we going to come back and do it again?
Yep.
All right, explain that one to us, Guy.
So you cannot pass the line that the ball is lined up on. So a guy for DH, before it's kicked, so a guy for DH got in front of that line before it was kicked. So they're going to have to re-kick it here. But that onside took a perfect bounce. They heard the whistle go, so they stopped, you know, the play. But what a perfect bounce that took there. DH could have had a chance to get that for sure.
Yeah, they would have had a chance. Do you try it again? Are you at that point where you have to do it?
You're down right now by 22. I almost feel like you have to.
Oh, they're trying the play they did at BG, but Delhi was Johnny on the spot for it, and Rocco Schnabel was able to get it at the 45. That's the exact play we saw them open the game with at Bainbridge-Guilford, which worked. This time Delhi prepared for it, though.
Yeah, and you have to imagine that they looked at the film and saw something like that. And great job, though. Just because you go over something doesn't mean it always translates into the game, you know. So we can go over, hey, this is something that they do. Be ready for it. But great job there by Delhi being prepared for it.
DH that night opened with that exact play. They recovered and then threw a 50-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the game.
The very next play.
It was tremendous. But Delhi not fooled. A pitch to the outside for Ian Johnson. Turns the corner. He's got a first down and much more down to the 25 here for the Bulldogs. Late in this third quarter, moved the chains on about a 25-yard run, I would say, there for Johnson.
Johnson on the carry.
Well done.
Off the left side.
And so Delhi still in control. Yes, you know, you gave up another touchdown, but still up 35-13.
Somehow DH is going to have to find a way to get a stop, make force a turnover, something like that. You can't be in the back and forth right now considering you're still down the way they are. So they got to somehow make a stop.
Bulldogs, again, knocking on the door. They're in DH territory going left to right. They're in the maroon with the white helmets and the gray pants. DH in the white tops, the black helmets and the black pants. Adam Cook with the run to the right side, and the Eagles get there to bring him down. Gain of five. Coming up on 5:20 to go here in this third quarter. 35-13 our score. Delhi on top of Deposit Hancock. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. No matter who wins this ball game, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And here is Cornell under center. One wide receiver split to the right. Empty on the left side. They'll run it up the middle again here with Cook to the 25, down to the 24. Actually, Johnson, yeah, Johnson there on the carry. And so clock moving after they got the ball set. Good for a first down there by Johnson. About 4:40 to go here in the third. It's 35-13. The Bulldogs in control on the march again here deep in this Section 4 Class D football semifinal game. Schnabel is in motion from right to left. Hand off. This time they go back to Cook, and he it goes in between the tackles down to the 15 before he is brought down.
Adam Cook on the carry.
What I like about Delhi here, Sky, is, again, just even-keeled, not trying to do anything crazy, and they weren't really rattled by the DH big score.
No, and they just keep doing what they've been doing the whole game, and, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So they haven't seen, to start the game, anything. They haven't seen anything where they're like, we got to change it up, do anything different. They're protecting the ball great, too, which is something that's really hard to do, especially when you run this many plays.
Here is Cornell under center, wants to hand it off, and into the pile, brought down at about the 15. See who comes off the bottom there. It was Cook.
Adam Cook off the middle.
With 3.5 to go here in the third, Delhi still leading 35-13.
Third short.
Again, taking their time here, trying to book their tickets back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game, which would be next weekend. We should say, too, that earlier in the season we were told, and things have changed, that we would have a wild card in Section 4 this year as they're going to run up the middle. Good for the first down on third and short. Yes, here for Delhi.
And that was kind of interesting because they actually didn't wait to get up to the line. They instead, they just kind of got right up there and ran the play as opposed to kind of walking up like they have been doing.
So earlier in the year, we talked about Section 4 was going to get a wild card. So whoever made it to the sectional championship game, winner or loser, was going to have a chance to go on to the state tournament. Since then, NISFA has changed their minds. We will not have the wild card. So it'll be very traditional next weekend. Whoever wins that game will go on to states. That was a confusing couple of weeks. I had to do a bunch of research to make sure I had all my ducks in a row on that after they changed it. And a little cut back to the outside here. They try to get Nealis involved, but he's roped down here by the DH defense on first down. 2:15 to go here in the third, 35-13 our score. Bulldogs still leading the Eagles, and again, that clock just continues to run down here, and the clock has become the enemy, as we said earlier, for DH.
It definitely has, especially when you haven't really been able to make stops yet tonight. DH is able to run many plays and take off a lot of time.
Bulldogs come up to the line here on a second down and about 10 to go. 1:45 to go in the third. Pitch. They're going to go to Johnson on the outside. He's brought down. The Eagles defense trying to stay strong here as Persbacher came up to make the tackle, as well as a couple other Eagles players. Marco Avila coming up as well.
And here you go. I mean, the clock is still moving, but third and 11, almost 12 yards right here. Yes, you know, the ball is not far from the end zone, so you could potentially see a field goal, which I would love to see. You and I both probably
would. Love that, yeah.
But for DH, though, this is a great opportunity to get a stop here and force them into a tough fourth down decision and potentially get the ball back still down the same score.
Eagles trying to hold strong here on defense and give themselves a chance in the fourth quarter. Cornell, kind of the play broke down and nowhere to go. Eagles come busting through there. Patrick Eastelin with the sack. And a big third down coming up, fourth down, excuse me, coming up here for DA.
Yeah, it looks like they even lost a yard on that one, and it looks like they're going to bring the field goal unit in. Here we go.
This is what we wanted. We've been hoping for a field goal.
I didn't care about anything else the entire night, obviously. This is it.
We've seen Nealis kick when they played Spencer earlier in the year. Clock is down to 25 seconds here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. And there was some miscommunication on the snap. Nealis is just going to fall on it here, and we're not going to get to see our field goal opportunity. The holder was not ready for it, and it bounced off of him, and the snap came early.
And you know what? That's sometimes what happens, but it looked like the snapper snapped the ball before the holder even made a signal to him to snap the ball. He must have seen something or something like that. But if you talk about an opportunity here for DH, this is it. They don't give up even the 3 points right there. So great opportunity to score down and make this a two-possession game.
DH with a chance here. Late third quarter. 17 seconds left. Let's see what they can do here late in the third before we start the fourth quarter. They throw to the outside, pump fake. They're going to go deep again. Persbacher off his fingertips there. Just a little overthrown again by Fortunato. And I don't want to say it's that much overthrown. I mean, it's just inches, but incomplete.
That one hit the fingertips.
Yeah, that one was right there.
I got to tell you, though, they got to stick with it. Every time they've thrown deep, it's just off. At some point, I got to think that they're going to complete one of those. I think you got to stay with it. You got to stick with the air attack, look deep. Delhi hasn't been able to stop it. They haven't been able to complete it because the pass is just a little long.
Yeah, Delhi making it difficult, but Fortunato finding a way to get the ball in there. They throw, and they got a little hook and ladder here.
Hook and ladder there.
Brought down at the 40. We saw them complete that against BG, and it went for a score the other night a couple weeks ago. That's going to do it for the third quarter there. DH still with some life here, but they trail 35-13. Fourth quarter coming up in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. We switch ends of the field, and now DH will have it. They throw over the middle, going left to right. Pass is complete, and they'll be down at about the 50-yard line here, right on that Sabres logo. And again, 35-13 our score. And so DH, a little more pep in their step here. It's got to start this fourth quarter.
I think they got to keep throwing it. I really do. They've had guys open. They haven't gotten the completion sometimes. But here we go. I think we're going to get another pass play.
First down here. They pitch to the outside, going for Bass. He cuts the corner. We got a flag on the play at about the 45. DH has got about 11 and a half minutes here left in this fourth quarter to try to save their season. We'll see what the flag is.
My guess is going to be holding.
And so flag came from the back here on that first down play by DePaza Hancock. Still haven't gotten the official signal here. Yeah, going to be a hold against the Eagles. So that'll back them up. And you know, you start to add some penalties into this, and that could kill the momentum real quick. So 11 and a half to go here in this fourth quarter. 35-13. DH with the ball. Fortunato under center here. Surveying some options. He's got a wide receiver to his left, one to his right. Fortunato taking his time. Play clock's at 20. Waiting for the snap. Handoff. Cuts to the left side. And Barnes lost control of it, though. But I believe he was down. Yes. Signal was that he is down. So DH looking up at that clock with 11 minutes to go. Trailing at 35-13. It's going to be a second down and long. Does DH go back to the air here again?
I think you got to. I mean, you're down right now 35-13 in the fourth. I think you got to.
Just don't know what they've... I don't know. It's been interesting here today. Fortunato throws over the middle, and it's tipped there at the line. One of the Delhi defenders got his mitts on it, knocked it down. Third down coming.
That's an interesting play call. They had him rolling out to his right but throwing back across the middle. I feel like in a situation like that, you want him just dropping straight back for that play, especially when they didn't have anyone going out towards the sideline. I can understand if they had one going in and out, but I didn't see anyone going out on that one.
Third down right here for the Eagles, nearing midfield, going left to right here with 10:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And Delhi leading DePaza Hancock 35-13. Fortunato, again under center. Waiting for the snap. Drops back. Here comes the rush. Schnabel chasing him. Fortunato tucks it and is knocked out of bounds on third and long. Maybe got a couple of yards as he was running for his life there.
Like it was number 33 from Delaware Academy ran him out of bounds.
And so this is going to be a fourth down here for the Eagles at about the 47-yard line. 10:35 to go here in this fourth quarter. And the Bulldogs defense trying to get a stop here.
I really think I would put him in the shotgun. When he drops back the pass like that, as soon as he turns around, there's a guy right in his face. It's hard to do a play action when the defensive line's gotten that much pressure on you right away.
Fortunato again under center, drops back. Here comes the rush. DH throws over the middle on this fourth down, and it's almost picked off through the hands there of Nealis. I think he was thinking about maybe what he was going to be able to have for room if he picked that off, but it is a turnover on down.
It was, and as you said, he was. I think he was looking in front of himself saying, oh, my goodness, there's nothing here.
Yeah, that could have been a pick six for sure. That's what it looked like. To me, he was already trying to take off to run before he had caught it. So now, Delhi gets the ball back, going right to left, near midfield at about the 47, and they could really take the air out of it here if they want.
And I expect them to, not because it's, you know, the situation is just how they play.
And so here is Cornell under center, hands it off, and they get a good push forward to about the 45 with Johnson.
Johnson up the middle, right?
And again, we talked during our pregame show today, Scott, that one of the keys today, you know, there's all these athletes all over the field. They can do all this fancy stuff, but the battle might be won in the trenches today, and it feels like Delhi, that's where they've gotten it done. They've done a great job running the ball. They've opened up some holes, and Johnson and Cook have just really had a great chance to do whatever they wanted today at times.
And then on the flip side, you know, to stop the passing game of DH, they've gotten great pressure on Fortunato the entire night.
Yeah, they really have. Fortunato has not had a ton of time, as here is a handoff to Cook, wrapped up there by Bass, and a third down coming up, only a gain of about one on the play. So third and eight coming up here for the Bulldogs with 9:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 35-13, Delhi football leading at DH. And so the ball at the 45-yard line. Delhi content to take their time. Use the play clock. Use the game clock. Play clock down to 10. And Cornell in the shotgun. Haven't seen that as much tonight. Drops back. Wants to throw. Complete over the middle. It's good for a first down. Finds Nealis, and he's tackled at the 35. Down to the 33. Just when you think they're very one-dimensional, they pull something like that out of the bag.
And you wouldn't have thought it, even with it being third and long, incomplete pass, stop the clock, all that stuff, but they complete the pass, pick up the first down, and the clock keeps going.
Yeah, we just go under 9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. And Delhi on top, 35-13. Trying to punch their tickets back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game, which will be at Johnson City next week. We're unsure of the date quite yet. Could be Friday, could be Saturday. We will let you know during the week, no matter which one of these teams gets there. A run to the outside here for Cook, dragged down at the 30, and is able to slide his way up to about the 26-yard line. Another methodical run here. They can run to the inside, or they can run between the tackles. Well done by the Bulldogs, and it keeps that clock moving. And so the play comes in from the sideline. Cornell taking his time. Again, play clock's at 15.
Selfishly, I want to see a field goal attempt.
I know. We were so close to seeing one. We hadn't seen one in years, and we got to see one earlier this year. Cornell right up the middle on a QB keeper. Cornell dragged down inside the 5. Boy, he turned the jets on there and fooled everybody. Thought we were going to have some more time to talk there. Cornell says not so fast. Wonder if that was a design, what do you think, or did he just see the daylight and took off?
You know, I think he just saw how open the middle of that line was, and he just kept it, to be completely honest with you.
There was
no one there, and I think he just saw that and goes, you know what, why have to overthink this one? There's no one here.
Where's my glory? I want that.
I know. You guys have been saying Cook and Johnson all night, you know.
So this sets up Delhi very well. They're inside the 10. Down to about the 6-yard line here. They hand off. They go to Cook on the right side, and he's tripped up. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. 35-13 our score. Delhi on top of DePaza Hancock, and a cold and chilly night here once that sun went away at Susquehanna Valley High School. Getting to be that time of the year, late season football. I mean, when you think about it, some of these teams that go deep into the state's playoffs are going to be playing into December. I mean, yes, state championships in the dome, but you're going to be outside in the conditions until then.
And should, you know, Delhi hold on and win this game, I think it's going to be tough for Tioga next week and anyone else after that should they win that one to beat this team.
Yeah, this Bulldogs team, if they win here tonight, Cook up the middle, drag down and right about the goal line, they're going to be a tough out. You know, they got all the pieces. And, you know, if you go to Delhi and you ask, they've had the second-best team in the state, in their opinion, over the last few years, just haven't been able to get by Tioga. And they had a team during COVID, too, that was really, really loaded with Alex Haight, who's now playing Division I football. And I mean, they had some real weapons on that team, several guys that are still playing at the next level. But, you know, there was no season that year. They just played a couple of games and called it good. 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Clock still moving. This is going to be a third down. We got a timeout taken here by the Bulldogs, so we'll step away. But, yeah, Delhi looking good, and they got a point to prove here if they can hold on tonight, leading 35-13. We're just under 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Bainbridge Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I don't know yet. And welcome back. 35-13 our score with 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Delhi on top of DH. And Delhi maybe trying to put the icing on the cake here, Sky, as they have third down and goal to go deep in DH territory.
And, you know, he didn't call a timeout to get the field goal ready, even though it's third down. I mean,
come on, yeah.
It's third down. You normally want to play, but that's not what we want to see up here in the broadcast booth.
Cornell under center. Man in motion is Cook. Hands off. Johnson brought down at the line. Great penetration there by the DH defense. Fourth down coming.
Do we get it now on fourth down, Nate?
I don't know. They might. Oh, I don't know. We'll see. Hey, DH gave us, or Delhi gave us a gift earlier in the year. They are the ones that kicked the field goal, so I can't be mad at them. I hadn't seen one in probably, Tioga had a great kicker in like 2016, 2017. That's probably the last time I saw it.
Well, here comes 10 into the, well.
Nealis is coming in, but Cornell's still back out there, yeah.
They're going to have to call a timeout.
Yeah, play clock's down to 5. Looks like they're going to try to get this off. No, they called the timeout. With 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 35-13. Wouldn't be a football game without them using all the timeouts there, Sky. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. And this will be fourth down here for Delhi. They took a timeout, and they're going to go for it here. They are on the DH two-yard line. They lead 35-13. Delhi on top of DH. Section 4 Class D football semifinals. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Fourth down, and a little reverse going to Nealis. Nealis, can he get to the edge? He's going to run out of room and nowhere to go. So the DH defense comes up with another red zone stop. With just a little bit more than 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 5:08 left. And so DH gets it back, but is it too little too late here for the Eagles? They got a long field ahead of them. Again, we'll have our postgame show coming up. Awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabbit O'Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. And we got some nice new plaques this year for those awards, so I think our athletes are going to be very happy with those once we start handing them out at the end of the football and soccer season here. DH going to throw here on first down right on their own goal line. They go out to Persbacher, and he's brought down by Cook on the edge. A nice kind of open field tackle there. We're under 5 minutes left. So at this point, it's really looking like we could possibly see a Delhi-Tioga rematch next week in the championship game. And so with 4.5 to go here in this fourth quarter, Fortunato in the shotgun now is DH trying everything they can to put some points up quickly. A little miscommunication here on the route, or he overthrew Thomas, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, on that one, I don't know if it. I think that one may have actually been intended for number one there, Gonzalez. It looked like he was actually the guy who was intended to throw to. He just kind of kept going.
Yeah, it looked like he went long, and Fortunato expected him to kind of curl back. But either way, incomplete, and we'll have a third down and 9 coming up here for the DH Eagles from deep in their own end, going left to right. Delhi defense. Trying to just hold strong here and get through these last 4.5 minutes. Fortunato over the middle. Oh, that was a bullet, but off the hands there of the intended receiver, Noah Bass. And so that's going to bring up fourth down here for the Eagles. Man, what do they do here, Scott?
Well, you gotta go for it.
You gotta go for it, right? I mean, they're just deep in their own end. They're about on their own 10-yard line here. I wouldn't doubt that maybe Fortunato comes out, guns the slinging. We'll see.
Go for it.
Fortunato's in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. He's going to drop back, wants to throw to the inside, and it's incomplete. Again, the pass was for Thomas, and he didn't lead him enough. And so DH, a turnover on downs, and Delhi's going to have it inside the 10-yard line with 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and they lead 35-13.
You know, in that situation right there with that pass play, you said lead him enough. I actually think what Fortunato did there was the right move because more of the defenders were in the middle of the field. So if his receiver actually just sat down right there, he could have caught it, just taken an extra step or two if he wasn't already past the first down marker. So I think it's just the receivers and him are not on the same wavelength right now.
Yeah, didn't want to lead him into harm's way. That's a great point. But, yeah, it was just if he had gone in and just sat there, it would have been great. But, yeah, it was behind him. A handoff here to Johnson to the left side. He's tackled inside the five at about the 2-yard line here. So Delhi looking to maybe punch one more in. They're content to just continue to let this clock run on a second down and goal to go for the Bulldogs after a turnover on downs by the DH Eagles. And so this will be a second down. They'll hand off, run to the outside for Johnson, spinning forward down to the goal line. Did he get in? Waiting for the signal. Looks like maybe he's just a little bit short here, so a third down coming up here for DA with 3.5 left. Well, Sky, I mean, you know, you prepped for this game. You went through, you did a lot of stats. How did it shape up to what you were thinking?
It didn't.
We both thought this was going to be close.
We really did, but the more surprising part is Delhi is really basically stuck to what their season averages are. They only give up about 15 points a game. They're playing a team that averages almost 48, and they've only given up 13. They score about 35, and should they score here, they're going to be about a touchdown more than that, but they're right about where they are for the season average.
And here's a run up the middle. The handoff is good to Cook, and he's in for 6, and that should punch Delhi's ticket to the championship game. They now lead 41-13, still 2:56 left. But as we've been saying, the clock is the enemy tonight here in this second half for DH. And so it looks like the extra point opportunity coming up here for Nealis. Waiting for the snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. It's up and through. So Delhi leads 42-13. We'll be right back with the conclusion here of the Section 4 of Class D football semifinals. Delhi on top on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Noah Bass with a great kick return here. Welcome back as Delhi leads 42-13. Bass with about a 30 to 40 yard run, I would say, there. Gets tackled up near midfield. So DH not going quietly here. But again, it's been all Delhi here from the start, as they are in control. So DH will have it at midfield, and we'll see if Fortunato is going to go out slinging the ball. Of course, he's a SUNY Brockport baseball commit. Excited to watch him play in the spring, and he's a heck of a basketball player too. He's a true three-sport athlete. Was an all-state basketball player a year ago, and fortunately, I was going to have the QB keeper here up the middle. So yeah, very good player in the MAC, and of course, DH baseball has been just fantastic over the last 10 years, and Blake has been a big part of their last couple of runs here over the last 3-4 years, including being on that state championship team with his older brother back in 2022. And ball's on the turf here. A little miscommunication on the handoff. I think Delhi's got it. We'll see with the signal. Yes, Bulldogs have it. Fortunato couldn't hold on to that on the handoff, and Delhi will have it on their own 45 with 2:15 left. And so now the Bulldogs can try to just chew up the rest of this clock. And at the end of the game here, I think we'll take our last break, and then we'll do our three awards after that for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We will give two awards to Delhi, one to DePaza Hancock, as we traditionally do. So we'll start thinking about who's going to get those awards tonight. Delhi rushing up to the line here. Play clock is down to 3. Cornell trying to get this off and does just in time. Run up the middle. Nowhere to go.
Run up the middle there.
And coming off the bottom of the pile. Yeah, a couple of different players getting some run here in the last little bit as Prisco goes up the middle. Brody Matthews on the tackle. 1:50 left here, and this will be Tioga and Delhi for the sectional final. Sky, you probably could have predicted it back in August or so when we started talking about it, but it is a reality now. Cornell handoff again back to Prisco on the far side. He's brought down. And so the Eagles are going to close their season. Again, this was one of their best that they've had in recent memory.
It really was, and, after watching the Tioga game before this, after watching this one tonight, I think that sectional championship game is going to be really good, and I was talking with some people here. I think across the board, Section 4 football is going to have just great championship games for sure. Maine Edwell and Owego are going to have a rematch. That game from, I was not at that game, but from my understanding, that game was great. Forks and Waverly.
Yeah, that'll be great. Not sure of the eight-man matchup yet, but Moravia was looking really good. Trumansburg was looking really good, so we could have a great eight-man final, too. 40 seconds left here, as this is going to do it here, as it continues to tick down.
And then Delhi Tioga for D.
Yeah.
And, as I said, I expect that one to be a great one. It's going to mean a lot to both teams. Of course, section championship, but as you were mentioning, Delhi has not been able to get over the hump of that. They beat Tioga earlier this year, so they know they can do it. Of course, you always go into the game thinking you can, but there really is sometimes that mental hurdle of we haven't been able to beat them. Now that we know we can, here we go. And for Tioga, we got to, we didn't beat them earlier, we got to now, and this is a more important one.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be a fun one. As the final seconds tick off here, our final score is going to be 42-13. Delhi is going back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. We'll be right back with our three awards. And to wrap this up from Sus Valley, for Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Wall here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I don't want to jump the gun here, but we are going to have one last play as a lineman is going to get a handoff and run it up the middle here for DH. And that is finally going to do it. They gave a chance there to Ryan Stoss to be a running back for his last moment of glory there in his senior year. And he had a heck of a hit there at the line. Wow.
I felt that right here.
Yeah. So that is going to do it. And our final score will now be officially 42-13. Sky, let's get into our three awards. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
We will have our sectional final, Delhi and Tioga, at Johnson City. Not sure if it's going to be Friday night or Saturday during the day. We should know pretty quick on that, probably by Monday, maybe even by tomorrow. So first up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Sky, on your stat sheet, do you still have it out here?
I have it here, yes.
Who had more tonight? Who got in the end zone more, Cook or Johnson?
I believe it was Johnson.
Thank you very much. Johnson. Well, let's give it to Johnson. Ian Johnson will get our offense award. Both those guys, I mean, the double-headed monster, they were both great, but we'll go with Johnson.
I know you can give it to either one of them, really.
Yeah, and I think the other guy will probably get one of the other awards
yep.
here. So we're going to give Ian Johnson from Delhi the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. I'd like to skip down to maybe the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award next, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDL. Let's go Adam Cook. I mean, he was great, too. They both deserve something tonight here in the awards department.
That two-headed monster all night.
Lastly tonight, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDL. I'd like to go with Patrick Eselin tonight from DH. He was in there. I felt like I said his name a lot. He was getting after the quarterback a little bit. He was tough on the line. Let's give one of those nitty-gritty guys on the line an award.
Love it. I love it.
So that's going to wrap up the broadcast here. A huge thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney, running the controls, and a huge shout-out here to Sus Valley for having us, giving us the space to do this. New location for us, so awesome that they were able to accommodate us. Really appreciate it. So, Sky, we'll see you for the sectional finals.
Yeah, whatever day that is, I think it's going to be a great one.
Can't wait. And, yeah, stay tuned this week. We'll give you all the updates on that. Check out NateLall.com. You'll see how our other local teams are doing across a variety of sports, or you can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days. So, for Skyler Thompson, I'm Nate Lall. Final score here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals from Sus Valley. Delhi beats Deposit Hancock 42-13. Have a great night, and we'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
Forecast. Clear skies tonight and cold, the low 25. On Sunday, increasing clouds and a chance of showers in the late afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday night, rain likely, the low 40-45. On Veterans Day Monday, partly sunny skies, the high 60. And your outlook Tuesday, partly sunny, chance of showers in the morning with highs around